Good afternoon. Thank you for attending the session. It doesn't seem like we have a moderator, so I'm just going to introduce myself for the presentation. My name is Gara Homsi from RTI International, and I'm here to present the study that examines the association between support for policies to address childhood obesity problem in Kansas and poverty status. I have no disclosure. So just to give a quick overall background about the project that this study is part of, the Kansas Health Foundation funded RTI International to conduct a comprehensive evaluation of the foundation's healthy living focus area. I'm going to be referring to it in the presentation as HLFA. The HLFA is designed to address the public health impact and economic burden of obesity and tobacco use in Kansas. So part of this evaluation is monitoring progress towards intended HLFA objectives and informed program improvement efforts. So at RTI, we worked collaboratively with the foundation to develop HLFA theory of change, which is a model that illustrates how the planned activities of the foundation and HLFA grantees are expected to lead to decreases in obesity and tobacco use among Kansans. And part of this evaluation, we identified from the existing data what are the gaps in data sources for the items that we need to measure and include in the model. And as a result of this identification, we identified those gaps in data, and we designed and implemented two surveys. One of them is the general public survey, and the data we use in this study comes from that survey. So in the study, those are the sections that I'm going to be representing, starting with the background of the study. Although the trend of obesity in the U.S. among children showed stability in the past few years, but recent study shows that obesity among children remains high. It's about 17% of youth of age 2 to 19 are obese. Studies show that there is an association between poverty and obesity in the U.S. Children and adolescents who live in households with low income are more likely to be obese than those who live in households with higher income level. There are several reasons for the association between poverty and obesity. Existing studies show that such reasons are lack of access to fresh food and safe places for physical activity in low-income communities. So policies that support healthy eating and active living are part of a comprehensive solution to the obesity problem. Yet little is known about the explanation of this association in order to have a complete understanding to it. So for this study comes to examine, the purpose of the study is to examine the association between poverty status and the support for policies to address childhood obesity problem in Kansas. We explored this by moderating this relation with the awareness of childhood obesity in the community. And as mentioned earlier, we use the general public survey data for this study, and this data is a one-year cross-sectional survey for the households of Kansas residents of age 18 or older. The survey sample is designed to be a dual-frame telephone sample to account for the prevalence of cell phone-only households in the population, which has increased over time. The data collection took place in 2014 and included 2,203 complete survey interviews, and that was in a response rate of 15.7%. The data was weighted to provide state representative estimates, and the analysis that we conducted was stratified by the level of awareness of childhood obesity in the community, whether those who are aware or not aware. Those are some of the policy items that we looked and examined as a relation with the poverty level. So for each of the policy items, we we constructed binary variables where to reflect the strongest level of support for the policy, because the questions in the survey provided response answers that ranges from strongly in favor to strongly against. Those who said strongly in favor were considered to be supportive of the policy. In regards to the poverty status level, it was based on the 100% poverty level, and it was based also on the 2014 poverty level guidelines. The poverty level variable also takes into account the number of household members and also the income, the household income. The other variable that we also constructed using the general public survey is the one that we got from the question that asks about the awareness of childhood obesity in the community. Those who said that this is considered a very serious problem in the community, we consider them aware of the problem. So before we start running the logistic regression models that looked at the relation between poverty level and the relation with every policy item, the support level of every policy item, we wanted to look at the distribution of the variables that and the characteristics that goes into the population and we considered in the model. So we see that by looking at this distribution among each level of the awareness, we didn't see, we found it's almost similar in both groups, but something that we certainly noticed is that the majority of Kansans are aware of childhood obesity in their community. It's 84%. So when we conducted our logistic regression model, it was based as looking at the relationship between poverty level and the support for each policy item, controlling for race and gender. We find that that those who are aware of childhood obesity and that live below poverty level, they were supportive of three policies. They were more likely to support policies that provide funding for low-income schools to purchase fresh local food, more likely to support policies that fund bike path trails and projects that promote biking and walking, and more likely to support policies that provide rewards to retailers that sell local food. Among those who are unaware of the policy of the obesity problem in the community, we didn't find any association between poverty and the support for any of those items. I just wanted to show here the three models among those who are unaware of the problem. I just wanted to show the three models that when we run them among the aware, among those who are aware of the problem, that showed significance, just to show the comparison. So among those who are aware of the problem, we wanted to look at what policies that address childhood obesity are associated with the poverty status. We found that the individuals who are aware of the problem and live below poverty level are more likely to support policies that provide funding to activities that address this problem. So looking at the association between policies that address childhood obesity and poverty status with the awareness of childhood obesity, as a moderator, has shed the light on who is more likely to show the support in the community and to what policies. Healthier food options may be less affordable in low-income communities, so policies reducing the cost of healthy food may yield more support among low-income groups. As we saw in our study for the policies that provide funding for low-income schools to purchase fresh local food and rewarding retailers that make these foods available. Such policies would likely see more impact within schools and communities with more low-income community members. Also, the potential reasons for the differences that we found in the support for policies that promote biking and other physical activities can include difference in objective and perceived physical activity environments, such as the safety and the quality of parks. So So existing studies show that social and policy level efforts to provide resources have shown reduced in obesity-related health, health inequities. So findings from this study provide information that help policy efforts in implementing interventions in places of great need for, to reduce health inequities and increases public health understanding on disparities and how they impact policies that address childhood obesity. I would like to acknowledge the co-authors of the study and also the funding from the Kansas Health Foundation for any of the references available on request. These are my contact information. Thank you.